Live from parts unknown, it's the PWS Podcast.
What up, PWS fans? Your boys, we're back. What up?
JJL and Jay Marrero back in the house.
What up, JJ? How's it going?
Not much, man. Just been watching, you know, a lot of NXT lately.
You watch the Emmys at all? Or?
Not really. I wasn't really interested in the Emmys this year. Like, I don't even know who won.
I have no idea. It was like Night of Champions and the Yankee game for me.
And the football game.
You up on any of the new shows? This is the week. It's all coming back now.
I'm waiting for Flash and Arrow to come back. Okay. Those are my two favorite shows, but they're not coming back till October.
So no interest in the Muppets?
I saw it. It was all right.
I heard it was good. I'm actually going to give it a chance.
It's filmed like The Office and Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, that's right. It was like a mockumentary.
It's a mockumentary. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to check it out. Why not? You know, I'm a fan of the Muppets. I'm just going to wait till like the weekend so I can like watch them. Because like my daughter's at this weird age now where she's like... I'll think she's going to be into something, and then, like, it'll only be me watching it. Like, she'll be on her phone the whole time.
Like, she wouldn't be into the Muppets, though?
No. She'll be on her phone the entire time.
Rebellion.
Exactly. That's happening. It means I'm getting old. Any good movies you watched lately? Anything to plug?
Not really. Like, I gave Gotham a chance. Like, I saw parts of it on Monday. Like,
nice.
I'm actually going to try to get into it. I'm going to catch up. And no, I'm gonna watch.
But you're more the Flash Arrow.
I'm more into the CW DC shows.
Are you excited about Edge coming on this year? This was the premiere, right?
It's that the he's premiere. On. I don't know if he's gonna appear frequently, but you know, I'm excited to see what Edge is gonna bring to the table in the season premiere.
We shall see about that. But your weekend was good.
Yeah, it was good, man.
Good. Speaking of this weekend, Night of Champions just happened. Right? How would you think of the pay-per-view in overall?
I gave it a C+. I mean,
C+.
It was predictable. I mean, you know, there were good moments like Owens winning the IC title. You know, I'm glad Ziggler actually picked up the win against Rusev because I thought he was gonna put him over.
Right.
You know, New Day retained just to, you know, advance the feud.
Exactly.
You know, and you know, Cena and Rollins, you know, they have great chemistry, man.
They do.
All their matches they're A matches, man.
And once again, Cena puts on a tremendous match, and the fans still hate him for some reason.
I don't know why. Why? Because he botches the stunner?
Yeah.
The middle rope stunner, which is insanely hard to do.
It is. It's almost impossible to pull off that move, right? Because you're not looking pretty much.
Exactly. The other guy has to be set up correctly.
I think Kalisto can pull that move off because he's so small. The other guy can catch him and like sort of like go into it with him. But before we even get into Night of Champions, you want to start off with NXT.
Let's just talk about NXT because this is the best show going right now in WWE. And now we have the women main eventing.
Main event? We talked about this last show, didn't we? Didn't I ask you last show, will we ever see a day where the women are going to main event a pay-per-view? And here we go.
Here we go on NXT TakeOver Respect.
Respect.
Called Respect because the women are getting respect now.
Hmm.
It's going to be Sasha and Bayley in the rematch from the Barclays Center from NXT TakeOver in the Iron Woman match.
So, wait, the pay-per-view is in Barclays?
No. It's the rematch from Barclays.
Oh, okay. This is where in Texas, right?
This one's going to be at...
the England one.
No, this is... Oh, England's in December.
Oh, okay.
This one's going to be at the normal location in Full Sail.
Oh, so I'm sure Mia's happy about this.
Oh, yeah, because she already got her tickets. You know, when she heard Bayley and Sasha, she's like, I'm there. Those are my girls. I'm going to be there to support them.
So you can only imagine this match is going to be freaking spectacular, right? 30 minutes for women. This is big. This is groundbreaking right now, right? Women's in an Iron Man match? Or Iron Women's match,
It should be called Iron Women, but they keep calling it Iron Man match.
Is that offensive to women that this is an Iron Man match, even though two women are being are the competitors in this match?
I would find it offensive, but I think we should poll the fans on the page and ask them.
Find this offensive? Especially females, the female fans. Is it offensive that This match is being called the Iron Man's match, even though the competitors are women. So who do you see coming out of this match?
Well, I mean, because Sasha's on the main roster. She's going to put Bayley over even more.
Right.
Because Bayley's got to carry the torch. She's got to carry the torch, you know. Oh, let's not forget. We said there's not really much for her to work with down there, but we keep forgetting Alexa Bliss. And Alexa Bliss can wrestle.
Yeah.
Okay, we forget about her because she's with those two chabronis, Blake and Murphy.
And what's her name? They just made her debut. Asian woman. What's her name?
Oh, Asuka.
Asuka.
Asuka, which means sugar in Spanish.
It does mean sugar in Spanish. Is she managed by Armando Estrada? She should. What else is going on in NXT? We got the Dusty Bowl, is it?
The Dusty Classic.
Dusty Classic.
Which the Final Four of the tournament is going to take place at NXT TakeOver Respect.
So the two of those teams are going to be double duty.
Exactly.
So you think Joe and Balor
are going to win? Like, I brought this up on the page the other day, and fans are like, that's going to waste the tournament if we have Joe and Balor win. They should have a real tag team.
Well, you
win.
Need your heavyweight champion, who's, you know, NXT heavyweight champion, in one of the main events. So you have to get Balor and Samoa Joe into that finals.
I mean, they could lose in the finals, and then that could cause friction between him and Joe, setting up their feud.
So you think these two are like...
That's the main event for England in December.
Oh.
That's what it's going to be.
Samoa Joe versus Finn Balor. That'd be a good hell of a match.
I'm just glad Joe's not feuding with Baron Corbin anymore. That's all I'm happy about.
I'm upset that my boys aren't in this tournament.
Well, they're in the tournament, but I don't think they're going to go anymore.
You don't think they're going to go
I don't think they're going to go to the Final Four.
Enzo, and for all of you don't know, it's Enzo and Cass are my boys. I like these guys. I know you're not too over for them, but I'm all in for these two.
You know me, I'm a big Gable and JJ fan.
You are. I like them too. I see, is it Gable like the next Kurt Angle?
Well, that's what they said, but then I read a report last week that, you know, Triple H thinks he could be a main eventer, but everyone else, all the other officials say, you know, he's not big enough to be a main eventer.
How many times are we going to hear this? Right? We heard this like back in the day about Sean. We heard this about freaking Daniel Bryan. Like, why is that not out the window already? Like, this whole, like, he's not big enough to be champion. Rey Mysterio was your freaking champion at one point.
Exactly. And there's so many guys that are his size now. There might be more guys in that weight class than there are, you know, heavyweights.
So if that's the case, like, only Cena is going to be champion. Only Ryback's going to be champion. In the NXT class, like, only, like, freaking Corbin is going to be champion.
You don't want to see that.
No. I don't. I mean, I don't want to see him on the main roster, but that's a whole other conversation for another day. But let's throw that shit out the window with that whole, like, he's not big enough to be champion. Because Rey Mysterio, once he was a champion, conversation over. CM Punk wasn't huge. He was champion. Let's just stop. This is foolishness. Stop it.
Look, and Gable's over. I mean, you know, people are like, oh, but Adam Rose was over. But Gable could actually wrestle really good. He can wrestle really good. He's got his little towel gimmick, which I like.
Whatever happened to Adam Rose?
He's the party pooper now.
Oh, God.
He's like Stevie Richards. Putting guys over now.
Speaking of party pooping, let's move on to Night of Champions. But before we move on to Night of Champions... you want to plug our Facebook page or our Twitter page? What do you got for us, JJ?
Let's plug our Facebook page. You could go to www.facebook.com/PWSpotlight and you could like our page. That way you could get all the new news, all our opinions, video.
I give you props like every week. Like, you have that page like... just on top. You're on top of it. Like, we're the only page that like supplies video for you to go to and watch the finishes of matches, intros. Like, if we're there, you're there posting videos. Like, you are the man for that.
Gotta be on top of it, man. Like, gotta get exclusives.
We do gotta get exclusives. And speaking of exclusives, like, you have asked the fans to send in some questions.
Wanna take the first one?
Sure, why not? What do you got for me?
Alright, let's pick one up right now.
Alright, let's do that.
Alright, we got one from Corey Reddy.
Sounds like a wrestler's name.
Who do you think will walk out of Hell in a Cell victorious? Brock or Undertaker, and why?
Oof. Yeah, it's interesting that they're doing this whole...
last minute again. It feels last minute.
Yeah, and then they're doing this like thing on the network now where it's like this... what's like a Hell in a Cell tour starring Brock Lesnar?
The Brock Hell.
Brock goes to tour. Brock goes to hell or something like that.
Yeah.
Then that last match ended so strange. Is it time for Taker to go over clean? Did that match indicate that Taker is now heel? Man, I'm gonna say we get another weird finish and Taker wins it.
I don't know. Like, it's a toss-up, man. It could go either way because you know they want to keep Brock strong.
Yeah.
They always want to keep Brock strong now.
Right.
So.
Is Brock your pick to win the Royal Rumble this year?
I don't know. Brock might win the Royal Rumble, man. Mm. Now that you bring it up.
Right.
Brock might win the Royal Rumble.
Because it's always around this time where we start to see like the guy they're pushing like to that status.
We got to speculate now. Like, who's gonna win the Rumble now, because SummerSlam's over, you gotta position yourself
right
for the Rumble,
right? And it's not Roman. We kind of sensed that last year, right, going into Royal Rumble, like the months leading up,
we knew,
like,
Roman was winning.
I think it's gotta be Brock this year.
It's possible, man.
Has he ever won the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, 2003 when he fought Angle.
So he'll win in 2016.
Same guy, like, they keep recycling the same guys to main event, but you need it for Dallas,
right?
Because it's Dallas and you need 100,000.
Yep,
that's what they're shooting for.
So to answer your question, I have Undertaker walking out of Hell in a Cell in a weird finish of some sort. What do we got next on the agenda here? You're gonna talk about Night of Champions. We're gonna talk about
Let's talk about my man KO.
That's where I was gonna go with that. See, that's why we're on the same page. Kevin Owens is the IC champ,
and I knew you were pretty excited about that because you're not that big of a Ryback fan.
No, that's an understatement. I'm nowhere near. I hate that guy. I think he's a clown. And it showed that promo before
that
Champions.
Monday where he called himself, I believe it was the master of Feed Me More.
What does that even mean?
And a lot of legends commented on that. You know, I follow Lance Storm. He was like,
he's awesome.
He said, master of Feed Me More question mark. He's like, where was he going with that?
I'm just glad he doesn't have the title, but I'm even more glad that my boy, your boy, it should be everyone's boy, Kevin Owens, someone who's paid their dues within not just the WWE, with like all like federations. He finally has a major championship. Like, the IC Championship, like, that's major.
He can bring prestige back to it, man, because look at his mic skill. He could wrestle.
Yep.
It's just, it depends on who he feuds with. Like, he'll probably have one more match with Ryback, mm-hmm. and then, you know, could go off and wrestle someone else.
Cesaro, maybe?
Hopefully Cesaro, but, like, Cesaro could go, you could go either way with Cesaro. It could get any mid-card title, like, and it'll be a good match.
I'm trying to think of faces that, like
I, this Kevin is what has. I think they should do, like, when Sammy's ready to come back, pick up their feud right then and there and have them feud for the IC title. Because Sammy said, I'm going to take the NXT title away from him before he got injured.
Well, that is not happening now.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, you could come back on the main roster and say, I'm taking the IC title away from you because you try to end my career.
I would like that a lot.
And they could have a grudge match at WrestleMania. They should do that. It's a good plan right there.
I'm trying to think of, like, who else, like, mid-card-wise is ready to, like... Like KO, face-wise.
But we damn sure know it ain't Adam Rose.
No.
Like, who's a good mid-carder right
Ziggs.
Now?
Ziggs. You gotta think that Rusev feud has one more pay-per-view in it, and then, you know, they have to go their separate ways.
They have to, man. Like,
Ziggler versus KO would be good.
It would, but, like, I mean, Dolph deserves so much better than a stay in mid-card. It's like... He's stuck. He's been carved for life, and it hurts me. It hurts me that he's...
I know that's your boy, and I can feel your pain. But I don't know. His mouth always gets him in trouble.
It does, but he's been quiet lately.
He has been quiet.
Except for that little jab he had on Rusev that, you know, Lana thought he was still his boyfriend too in real life. But those were jokes. But, like, I don't know what they're doing with him, man. Like, they just need to blow off this feud. Maybe, you know, we could feud with Owens for a while and put him over some more, but I don't know. Like, where do they go?
Yeah, well, ask you, the fans also. Where do you think KO should go after his feud with Ryback? Assuming that he's going to retain at Hell in a Cell, right? We just got to assume that he'll
definitely retain. I mean, come on. Ryback had a 4-month run?
Right.
Whatever it was. That's a nice run. In this era.
Good for you, jerk. So, one thing, we here at the Pro Wrestling Spot, we want to congratulate Kevin Owens on his IC title victory. You have something else to plug before I get into the next question from the fan?
Yes, you could follow us on Twitter at PW Spotlight.
Mm. So we got another question from a fan. Let's see what we got here. Let's go with, do you think the man Kevin Owens will be the one to break the curse of the IC title and bring prestige back to it? Who will he feud with, and will he be in line for a WWE title shot within a year?
I mean, I could see him being champion within a year. If Vince gets behind him, like, it depends on what he does with this IC title run. If he kills it, you know, he's been killing everything he's been getting. I mean, I love this feud with Cena. I love this feud with Cesaro.
Yeah.
So good on the mic. Like, you know, let him feud with Ziggler for a while, like you said. Let him have a couple of classic matches. And then, you know, when Sammy comes back, have a feud with Sammy. And then, you know, let's see how he positions himself within a year. But it's possible he could be world champion within a year.
If we're going to do within a year, then you know what's got to happen? He's got to win the Money in the Bank next time it comes around.
Oh, possibly. Hell yeah. I thought he should have won this year.
I know you did.
They never put him in the match. They never put him in the match. It was they gave it to Sheamus. But who cares about that guy?
Well, that is the elephant in the room. It's pending. It's coming. We just don't know when right now. Right?
Let's just hope that he doesn't cash in successfully.
Let's pray that he loses when he cashes in. Let's move on to the next topic. Let's move on to tag team championships right now.
How are you feeling this feud with the Dudleys?
You know what? I thought it was going to be bad because I didn't think the Dudleys had it anymore, to be honest with you. I knew Bubba Ray still had it because I saw him in TNA. I didn't know if Devon still had it. But surprisingly, they put on a hell of a match at Night of Champions.
It was entertaining, man. I mean, come on. Bully Ray suplexed Big E for the top rope.
He did.
Superflex. That was impressive because he's a big motherfucking Big E.
So we heading into a rematch, right?
Oh yeah, it's probably gonna be a table match at Hell in a Cell. It makes sense to do a table match.
Or we do the TLC match?
Nah, it's too soon. That'll be at TLC if it ever gets there. If the feud goes that long.
When is TLC?
It's in December.
Can you push this feud? I mean, who else is out there tag team that's
PTP?
Like, that's it, right?
Oh, and then the rumor I read just before I got here, they're thinking about putting El Torito with the Dudleys because they saved him from El Matador, who they're turning heel. They're giving them a new character. They're going to give them a repackage. They might become Primo and Epico again.
Well, good for them.
Hopefully they get a good gimmick, though.
Yeah, I feel like the tag team division needs a little bit something more. But
we got Lucha Dragons. We even got Ascension.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm not sure Mia is loving that, especially the fact that they picked up the win. Was it Monday?
Yeah, because they're part of, what's the name of their group? Wasteland?
Cosmic
Wasteland.
Yeah. What's a little...
little faction that might not make a dent, but we'll see. We'll see.
So, I don't know. I love New Day. I think they're the most over thing going in the WWE right now.
They really should carry those titles to Mania.
They should carry it to Mania 2019, to be honest. The way this is going.
Like they're behind them. Like they gave them their own network special.
They did. That's big.
Did you catch it yet?
I didn't catch it yet, but I mean, it's on my things to watch. That and the Muppets and Gotham. They're on my things to watch this
week.
But
like, you know, Kofi basically said, Big E and Xavier saved his career because work was getting boring for him because all he did was, you know, kept doing the same thing. They started jobbing and, like, you know, there was no progression.
Right.
And he's glad that, you know, Xavier Woods came to him,
right,
you know, to join the group because Xavier, it was just going to be Big E and Xavier the group.
Thank God.
But then,
right,
you know, like, Xavier's like, we talked, you know, to each other, like, maybe we should approach Kofi, but, you know, he's never been a heel before. Maybe he won't want to do it until, you know, they finally agree. Let's talk to Kofi. Kofi's like, you know, yeah.
How good, I mean, man, how good is this group, man? Hey, even, like, the whole trombone thing, I understand because people could find it annoying. I think that's freaking hilarious.
I started dying when he did the Rocky theme.
Man. Yes.
And then Kofi started doing the boxing punches on Bubba Ray. That was hysterical.
And, like, to see, like, Big E finally getting to show, like, his charisma and his personality.
Just not on Instagram.
Right.
You know, showing it in person. You know, the guy's funny. We knew he was funny. He had personality. But now he can be himself.
And now they're like, they did do this like backstage feud with
Team Bad.
Team Bad, which is hilarious.
They like, dressed, they cosplayed each other last week.
It's hilarious. Thank God for the New Day. It is a New Day. And for people at home who think that, like, I don't know how it resonates on TV for some, that the crowd is saying New Day sucks. They are actually saying New Day rocks. It's over. It's become like a thing.
Exactly. Like, they're behind it. Like, every idea they pitch, the office agrees with now. Before, they used to shoot some things down, but now because they're over, the office doesn't care. Like, do what you guys want.
And hopefully this puts to bed the whole rumor that Vince is racist.
Hopefully.
Right?
Yeah, look, I think one of them should be world champion.
Big E should be champion, heavyweight champion, while Xavier and Kofi are tag team champions.
I think Xavier should wrestle more, though. Like, instead of being a mouthpiece, yeah, let him wrestle more.
He's become like, remember, like, Rocky's trainer in Part 4? Like, throw in the goddamn towel.
What's his name? Duke. He's like Duke, yeah.
He's like that guy.
Throw in the towel.
Throw in the goddamn
towel. He's done. He's done.
So, one more question before we move on to the next topic. Before the Dudleys are done with this run in the WWE, will they be 10-time WWE Tag Team Champions?
They probably will at some point. They should get a short run and then put it back on New Day, man.
Are we talking like a month run?
Maybe two. Like they did with PTP. They gave PTP a 2-month
run.
Oh,
so like...
Oh, we forgot about PTP, did we?
Yeah, well, you kind of mentioned
it. But... They're not really getting much burn now.
So what if you, like we did what you just said, right? We said the next pay-per-view is Hell in a Cell. After that is Survivor Series.
Then TLC.
So why don't we do, they lose at Hell in a Cell, retain at
Survivor Series, and then go over at TLC.
Right. Going into the new year, New Day is the tag team champions again for the third time.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, they should do that.
Book it, WWE. What else do you got for us, Jess? What do you got to plug for us?
Let's plug our Gmail.
Let's go.
Our Gmail's pwspotlight@gmail.com. And email us your questions if you, you know, get more, if you know, if you want us to answer more questions, we'll answer them.
That's it. Yeah. Well, that's the perfect way to get in contact with us. Justin is constantly checking the emails. He's constantly checking the Facebook Messenger. We hear you. We know what you want to hear, what stories you want. And thank you for all who send us stories, too, because that's big. Like, those of you who are, like, constantly sending us, like, exclusive things that, you know, we may not have heard about.
Exactly.
You got another fan question for us.
Yes, this is for John Uration. I just read an article sometime in the last week saying Daniel Bryan has been cleared for a while to wrestle, but the E plans on having him off screen for at least a couple of more months from now. Do you guys think he will make a cliche return at the Rumble, which I think would be cool, or somewhere else down the line? If somewhere else down the line, where would you and how?
So I said a couple podcasts ago, I don't know if it was the first one, I don't know. I told you that I thought he should win the Royal Rumble and face Seth at
Mania.
Mania. Remember I said that? So if Rock is not the logical choice to win this year's Royal Rumble, not this year's, 2016 Royal Rumble, I should say, I'd say it's got to be Daniel Bryan. And it should be Daniel Bryan.
They do owe him a title run. He needs a real title run, you know.
Right. He can have, like, this kick-ass, like, you know, story going into WrestleMania this year, like this comeback story. I hope that his neck is and his concussion thing is that he's cleared 100%, that it's all like taken care of. The doctors are saying you're good, and then, you know, he's just not chanting it on his own, because I would hate for, you know, this guy to wind up paralyzed after his career.
Like, even Brie Bella was worried, because on a Total Diva, she shot, it was like legit. She was like, you know, I don't want you ending up in a wheelchair when you're 50.
I hope not. But if he's cleared, if he's ready to go, then why not? Right?
Why not? Yeah, come on. He deserves at least one more run. I mean, like, what? They're going to rest him for, like, 2 years like they're doing with Christian? I mean, Christian suffered a concussion, and he hasn't wrestled since, and he's been cleared for a year.
Now, is he retired?
No, he said he's not. Like, there are rumors that Christian's retired, but he said he's not. He's getting healthy in his words. In his own words, he's getting healthy.
Do you think Christian can ever be a main player? Is he just like, you know, Jericho, the guy to put guys
he's
over?
He's Jericho now. It's too late. He's in his 40s now. Like, it's too late for him to do that, to be a main eventer. I mean, he got his world title shot. I mean, on the podcast with Aussie, it's like, you know, I only held the title for 2 days. You know, Vince told me straight out, like, a guy like you might not be champion because of your size. And, like, you know, I went farther than even Vince thought I could go. So I guess he feels content.
What if you held him out longer, and when Tyson's ready, you tag teamed him with Tyson
with Christian?
Yeah. You may have, like, the Canadian connection there.
That would be cool, but, like, when Tyson comes back, it might be, like, not for another 18 months, though. Because his neck is really bad, man.
What about Sami Zayn?
I mean, you really want Sami in a tag?
Just to start off his career.
I mean, I'd rather see him feud with Owens, but, you know, eventually, why not?
Right?
Him and Christian are Canadian. It could work. It could be an interesting little tag team for a while.
Probably entertaining, also.
Yeah, like, why not? Just to give, you know, Christian something, like, Christian shouldn't end his career on a concussion.
No, he should at least deserves better than that.
Yeah, he deserves better than that. But, like, he's been cleared by regular doctors, but the WWE doctors won't clear him for the ring. That's the same problem Daniel Bryan's having right now.
Like I said, I hope Daniel is clear. I hope he's healthy, because I would love to see, like, a full title run featuring Daniel Bryan.
We all do this.
Because he deserves it. Alright, so moving on to the next subject. Let's move into the women's scene on the main roster. We have a new Divas champion.
Thank God.
Right?
Thank God the Bella era is over.
So are you one of those people who believe that the record, AJ's record, was broken as sort of like a FU to AJ and to CM?
Of course it was. Like, the other Divas deny it when they're asked. Like, Paige was asked at the Comic-Con she was at that Saturday. Like, are they trying to screw AJ's record? Are they trying to mess with Punk by doing it? Like, I don't want to, you know, get into any trouble, so I'm not going to answer that question. I mean, come on, Paige knows that's what it is, too. I mean, she obviously knows, so, you know, they're just trying to mess with Punk. I mean, you know.
It's bad that, like, the streak was to end, like, on an off day, right? Like, so it would have been perfect if that streak was, like, the day that it was going to be broke was on Night of Champions. Like, so she could have lost, like, by one day or, like, a couple of hours at Night of Champions.
That would have been cool. Like, it would have been, you know, they kind of built it up to that, you know, but it didn't exactly end, you know, on the day, like you said it. But, you know, like, the match, I thought the match was okay.
It was okay. Nikki's just a bad wrestler.
I mean, they had to focus on Charlotte's leg because, right, you know, Nikki's not a good wrestler, like you said, so they have to do a lot of rest holds.
Yeah.
But, you
know,
Charlotte tried to carry the match, though. I give her props. Like, she even sold like her dad when she was getting worked on at the pole. I mean, it brought shades of Ric Flair to my mind when she was selling, man.
Woo! So the next night, Charlotte comes out. There's like this celebration, right? Her dad comes out. They're like crying. Like, how many times are we gonna see Ric Flair? Like Ric Flair and like Mark Henry and like Big Show. Like those three can like fill a like ring of tears. Like, I'm tired of the crying already, but it's whatever. And then we get a shoot.
We get a shoot from Paige.
And that was like
it was the heart. It was a CM Punk type pipe bomb from Paige.
It was. And she's like, I don't know, she's sexy as hell to me. I love Paige.
Well, they need to shake it up a bit. They need to shake up this Divas Revolution, because these teams, come on, these teams are, you know, they don't need to be in teams. They need to be on their own.
So after their NXT takeover, you think that Sasha should break up her team also and out on her own?
I actually like Team Bad together, because they, you know, they actually, you know, they what's the word? They, you know, they... What's the word I'm looking for here, man? Help me out here.
They're cohesive?
They're cohesive together. Yeah. They're like they're a good stable. Like Sasha could be the champion. Then, you know, Naomi could be the side girl. And then, you know, they got Tamina as the heavy.
Have we had a chance to hear Sasha speak on the main roster on the mic yet?
Not really.
Right?
She hasn't had a promo yet on the main roster.
This is the boss. And what's happening? Why are they holding her back?
I don't know, man. Like, they're like, all the focus right now is on Charlotte. That's what it looks like. It's on Charlotte and the Bellas. But, you know, because the Bellas are, you know, they're the top divas right now. So,
right.
So, because they're the main heels. But, like, you know, Sasha does need some mic time.
So, where are we going as far as Hell in a Cell title picture? Well, are we going Paige versus Charlotte?
Well, they're saying it's a triple threat. It's Nikki, Paige, and Charlotte. A Hell in a Cell.
That might be good.
It could be good. It'll be good, like, you know.
Will we see a female's match within the confines of a Hell in a Cell?
I was thinking a triple threat Hell in a Cell. Why not? Come on.
Let's do it, WWE. You're already doing the Iron Woman's match. Sorry, we're calling it an Iron Woman's match. Now, step it up and do the Hell in a Cell featuring three women. Why not?
I'll be down for it. I mean, come on. They did a cage match back in the day with Lita and Victoria.
There you go. Let's book it, WWE. Hell in a Cell. Triple threat.
For the Divas title.
For the Divas title. Book that shit. What do we got next? What, you got anything else to plug? You got another fan question? What do we got?
Let's do another fan question right now.
Alright, let me ask this one to you now, though. What do we got? What are we going with? Andrew Jones? The baseball player?
Baltimore Orioles?
Do you think Kane should challenge Seth Rollins for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, or should Sting, if he's healthy, use his rematch clause?
Well, you know, after what we saw on Monday, it's obvious they're going to do a Kane and Seth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we know Kane's not winning is the thing. Like, he gets so many title shots, and he's not... You know what's bad, though? Like, Kane is such a great worker. He's great on the mic.
Right.
He might be the second best big man after Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's only had two title rings.
Oh, you mean Braun Strowman isn't the best big man in the WWE right now?
Do we even want to talk about Braun Strowman?
I mean, that was just a segue for our next topic. So, you don't think Kane's definitely losing at Hell in a Cell, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
He's never going to get a title run again,
he
right?
He should, but I would, because I like Kane. Like,
right.
I like him, but they're never going to put the strap on him. Like, it's too late. He's almost 50. I mean.
And as far as the Sting question, just forget about that.
Yeah, we'll bring up Sting later.
Yeah.
It was sad. I mean, but, yeah. You know, props to Sting.
Yeah. So, trying to segue from my Braun Strowman comment. The Wyatts. Their feud with Roman and Ambrose got a little weird at Night of Champions when Jericho was the partner, like the mystery partner.
Like, did you even expect it to be Jericho?
I did not, just because...
Like, we all expected some sort of big man.
Just because Jericho's just become the fill-in athlete, like the fill-in superstar.
And like, you know, there were reports that, you know, he was going to stick around, but he didn't even show up on Raw.
That was weird.
It's like, you know, they set up the confrontation with him and Ambrose and Reigns at the end of the match, but he didn't. Like, Orton took his spot.
Yeah.
Like, Orton came back already. Like,
so is Jericho done?
I don't know. Like, that's what the but the reports say he's gonna stick around till Mania, but it's the internet. You can't believe everything you read. So,
So if Jericho sticks around, we're gonna get
heel Jericho. Probably.
Heel Jericho versus Dean Ambrose. So where does that leave Roman? This is where I'm confused.
Or do they do a triple threat? Have a few the two members of the Shield.
It's just Jericho just feels very weird nowadays to me.
It's like, and then like, you know, he even called Braun Strowman green. It's like, you know, the guy's green as hell. But, you know, we tried our best to work with him. Like, but he's a smart kid. He's learning on the job, as he said on his podcast yesterday.
Is Bray impressing you with his newfound Wyatt gimmick?
Not really. Like, Bray's still Bray to me. Like, I'm more impressed with Luke Harper.
No, yeah, I'm always going to be impressed. So, when Roman comes back, do you...
I don't know what the hell they're going to do with Roman when he comes back.
Do you team him with Strowman and make, like, the white sheep, black sheep tag team, and then you have Harper, as like, doing the mid-carder, and then you do Bray as the, like,
eventer? That's how I would go, but, like, that tag team would be so bad, though, because they both can't wrestle.
But, you got to do something with Rowan, right? Is he done? Or
I think he might get future endeavored, but wow. I hope not. I kind of like him. Yo, he's all right on the mic.
He's okay.
But he was on his singles run. You know, he had that stair match with Big Show last year, which was a flop.
Well, you heard it from JJ. You are getting future endeavored, Eric Rowan. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't know if they can't give him a new gimmick where they can shave his beard off. No. We'll still know it's him.
And he's a weird looking person. So.
Exactly.
That's why you kind of almost have to do the black sheep, white sheep tag team. Have Harper mid card and then have Bray main eventing. At some point, you've got to figure Bray's going to be in the title picture eventually.
I also, I read on Monday, I think it was, like, there are talks of bringing in Sister Abigail.
So, you said that there's been some, like, rumored people that was supposed to be Sister Abigail.
That's right, like, someone pitched Micah, but Bray doesn't want it to be his real-life sister.
Right.
Like,
what about, it was supposed to be
Seth's old girlfriend.
Or his new girl.
He's
still with her, right?
He's still with her.
With the fucking Nazi.
What's her name, what's her name?
Zahara. Yeah.
Zahara. But, like, that's who Seth wanted it to be. But, like, you know, they're still trying to figure it out if they want to make her a real-life character.
What about, what's her name? The Asian girl who just debuted at NXT.
Oh, Asuka?
Asuka, do you...
You want her to be... You want,
Asuka? I know she's not a sister of Bray, but, you know...
She could be Sister Abigail
reincarnated. She doesn't have to speak.
She could be reincarnated.
There you go.
In Asuka, why not?
Yeah, do like Jason Goes to Hell when like you know, whoever like would eat Jason's heart became Jason. So
throwback.
Again, Roman is
Roman's floating, man. It's like he doesn't have any progression. It's like he's just mid card right now. It's like you don't feel right now that Roman's on his way to main eventing. Cause this feud
is Roman gonna feud with Kevin Owens eventually for the IC title?
That would be a good feud,
right?
Why not? Give Roman a mid card title. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, you gotta. I mean, he's already has the tag team straps, but you gotta start building him again as a singles competitor.
Yeah, let him have some feuds, man. You know, him and Owens would be a good feud. That would be interesting.
Is Bray ever gonna go for a mid card title?
I don't think he needs a mid-card title. I don't think he needs any title, man.
Yeah,
like,
he's good as just his character.
Exactly, like...
So you think his character is bigger than the title?
Yeah, like, he's good on the mic. He just, you know, the problem is he can't work.
He's not a very good wrestler.
He's not, man. Like, he got exposed against Cena.
Oh.
That match at WrestleMania wasn't a top five match.
So, So I got a little bit of news for you. We need to talk about Ambrose, right? So we're going to make this like monthly thing where like before every show, I sit down and watch a WWE film. And I started it last night.
God have mercy on your soul.
Right. Well, he didn't last night. So last night I sat through 12 rounds three, and this is how I'm gonna like base my films. Like, so like everybody has their thing, like 3 stars. This was three blunts or whatever. Like, this was 3 cheeseburgers, whatever. Right. So like, I'll go from like 5-star match to like being the best, right? And lowest being like a freaking dark match. This was a dark match.
Jesus.
And this movie sucked.
But wait, it's Ambrose. He has a great mic skill.
You don't understand. Ambrose looked so uncomfortable delivering lines in this movie. Like, it was just horrific how bad this movie was. I mean, the movie... And do you mind if I like spoil a couple of things about the movie?
Go right ahead.
So, like, Ambrose, this is like, it's like his first day back after like taking a bullet, and like his partner was like a rookie, and that partner died. So like a lot of the force doesn't like Ambrose. So this is his first day back, and of course on his first day back, like there's this other cop who just killed another cop, killed like some innocent person. And now he's like, Ambrose like uncovers this evidence, and he finds out about this like conspiracy that the other guys were like selling drugs. So now he's like, he's got this evidence in his hand, and then the bad guys find out. They come back to the police station, and they put the police station on lock, right? So it's on lock. They set the fire alarm. All that's left in the building is those bad cops and Ambrose. So they're pretty much hunting down Ambrose throughout the police station.
So it's like a Die Hard movie.
To say it's a poor man's Die Hard is a slap in the face of Bruce Willis. So for some reason, like the entire force leaves the building, right? Even though they know eventually that there's a manhunt for Dean Ambrose, who they say killed another cop, right? For some reason, they allow like these 6 bad guys to like hunt the entire station for Ambrose instead of everyone just coming in and doing this mass hunt for Ambrose. It's so fucking stupid. Like, they have like these cameras, like this office set up where like one of the bad guys, and I forget the actor's name, is like there like monitoring the cameras.
Is he a big guy though? Like,
he's like a B actor.
I was a B actor, so you've seen him in other stuff.
Yeah. So like he's the one like set up at the TV screen so he can tell like the other guys where Ambrose is. But for some reason, Ambrose is like avoiding all these cameras. It doesn't make sense. Meanwhile, he's just walking freely throughout the building, but yet he can't pick him up at certain... It's just fucking stupid. It's... Ambrose, like, I'll put it like to you like this. And if this makes you want to watch the movie, then God bless you. Ambrose gets shot twice, right? Once in the arm, and he like picks up his sleeve and like, you know, patches it up or whatever. And it's a cut and just dry blood. He just got shot and the blood is like dried on his arm. Horrible storytelling by the director and by the makeup crew. And then he gets shot in the ribs. So he's at his cube, right? He picks up his shirt, and he picks up like a stack of napkins that you get from like the Chinese place, the Chinese food. He puts that stack on the wound and then wraps it in like scotch tape. And then he's good throughout the rest of the movie.
Man.
And then there's a swerve at the end. It's just
setting up part 4?
No, they better not. It fucking sucks. That's all I'm going to say. Dark match. That's what I rate that movie. Don't fucking waste your time. It sucks. Horrible. Horrible WWE. And then I don't even know what I'm going to pick for the next film. But if it was that bad, then I'm just going to fucking kill myself while I'm watching the movie. That's all I'm going to say about that. What do we got next?
I think we should go to the main event.
Yeah, well, Rollins and Sting. You want to go there?
Yeah, let's go. Rollins and Sting and Cena. Well, it was kind of a double main event if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, Cena and Rollins put on a clinic again.
Once again.
Like, I'm surprised that Rollins didn't kick out of an AA.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's it. Like, just one of them. I was shocked by that.
So
I thought he would at least kick out, but it was a good match.
Really good match. I mean, we can sit here all day and talk about how good that match was, right?
Of course.
But I want to go into the main event. I want to go into Sting and Rollins. What'd you think? What'd you think of Sting?
Sting was really, really good up until he got a turnbuckle powerbomb for the second time in a row.
So what the reports coming in now is that he hurt his neck really bad on that match.
He hurt his neck. Like, it was scary, dude. Like, you saw his leg buckled.
Yeah, it was weird.
And then, like, Rollins, like, instead of giving him time to recover, he shoots him in the rope and tells him to duck a clothesline. And he ducks, he collapsed.
I mean, but the show must go on, right? I mean, what do you gotta sell the story? You can't just stop a match.
I mean, you know, he could, like, Sting could have told him, like, give me a minute or something, like, have the ref come over.
But have him, like, gloat while he's. Like,
yeah, exactly. But, like, Rollins is, like, tuck a clothesline. I heard that. It's like, what?
So, I was thinking, like, why this happened. I was like, this would be really funny if they sold it like this, right? I thought, like, when Sting, like, went, like, was whipped to the rope and then collapsed, I was like, wouldn't it be so good if, like, they sold that, like, that Taker soul stole his soul at that moment and that's why he dropped?
Well, he is a heel kind of now, man. I mean.
So book that, WWE. The reason why Sting fell at that moment was because his soul was sucked out of his body by The Undertaker and put into his urn.
Setting up the feud for WrestleMania 32.
That's how I would book that shit.
Why not? Let's do it.
Like, it was so weird. I was like, because like you, I was like, wow, Sting is, you know, putting on a decent match. Like, he did that bump on the table. And they didn't move the TVs out of the way.
Like, what if his head hit the TV and that might have set up, you know, that caused more injury to him.
So is Sting done? You're done?
I don't know. They said it might be career threatening now.
Ooh, so we're talking like an edge injury.
Possibly. Like, I mean, what's he going to do for Dallas now? Like, what are they going to do with Taker? Like, they plan Taker Sting.
Yeah, well, they plan Taker Sting every year.
They do. They do, but this year was definite.
Damn.
It was definite this year. They needed that big match to fill that stadium, but now it might not happen.
It was probably Taker's last match also.
Possibly.
Sting. Do you think the neck injury is attributed to his age?
I don't know. I mean, he keeps himself in good shape. But I don't know. I don't know.
At least he wrestled without the shirt.
Yeah, exactly. I thought he was out of shape on Raw because he kept the shirt on. I mean, on Night of Champions, he wrestled without it. He was good, man. He was really good. He's better for, you know, that was the best performance by a guy his age in a long time.
So we know what's next for Seth, obviously. It's Kane.
It's Kane. Like, did you like that little tease with Sheamus and then Kane coming out at the end?
I kind of saw it coming. Not that it came. I saw Kane coming. I thought something was going to happen at that moment, though.
Oh, of course. Like, we expected Sheamus. I didn't expect Kane this soon.
Right.
I didn't expect Kane this soon.
I mean, we had read the dirt sheet. We knew he was in the building. Yeah. You're over for Seth Rollins versus Kane at Hell in a Cell?
I mean, it's a filler. It's a filler feud. That's all it is. I mean, we know Kane's not winning. You know, it's just a stopgap.
A lot of people, like, crapped on it. It was like, oh, I don't want to see him versus Kane. But deal with it.
We got to.
We knew it was coming eventually because he freaking hurt his leg.
Before Battleground.
Yeah, come on. You knew it was inevitable, this feud. So, yeah, and it's like a huge pay-per-view, so get over it.
At least they're trying to, like, bring us a new Kane, like he's Jekyll and Hyde.
It's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. It was cool. I like that. Like, and they dragged him down into the ring.
I like that. I'm always a fan of that spot. When Undertaker did it to Diesel.
That was the best one.
Yeah.
That was the best one. Because, you know, Kevin Nash sold it the best. Yeah. His fucking face was classic.
So that's for that feud. So what's next for our boy John Cena?
I don't know. Like, who's going to be the next contender?
It's got to be Antonio Cesaro.
It's got to be, but I don't know. Like, they got him jobbing the Big Show.
Yeah, which is stupid to me.
It's like, I think they're setting him up to beat Big Show, though. Like, he can't beat him, but then eventually he beats him. Hopefully that's where they're going with that.
But, I mean, Night of Champions, I'm not a Hell in a Cell, Cena needs an opponent.
Miz? Miz didn't do anything on Raw. What if it's Miz? It might be Miz, because Miz doesn't have a feud right now.
You know why I don't want it to be Miz? Because Miz was Miz and Cena were part of like that WrestleMania Atlanta that we went to, which fucking sucked.
The worst WrestleMania main event ever.
It just brings back memories of that nightmare.
And they gave Miz the worst wrestle. I mean, the video was cool.
Right.
The Nas video.
Hate me now.
And then they fucking did it. The floats. They gave him a float. Come on, man. You couldn't give him a better entrance than that.
Listen, it's got to be Cesaro. Cena loves Cesaro.
They've been working out together.
They would put on a hell of a match. Why not?
When I posted that the other day, fans were saying, save it for Mania. That would be a good match. Like, fans were like, have the feud at Mania.
So it'd be like the, good friends, bad enemies type storyline?
I would love that. And then have them go over.
Remember that storyline?
Good friends, better enemies.
Yeah.
That was a good storyline.
Sean and Triple H.
Sean and Triple H. That was cool, man.
Remember that video package?
I love the video package. They had that, music, that classic I forget from which movie, but it's awesome. It was just perfect for it.
It was such a good feud, too.
They always put on great matches, those two.
Yeah. So, save it for Mania. Cena needs an opponent now.
I know, but I think they're going to go with Miz as a filler.
So, we got about 4 weeks into the next pay-per-view?
Yeah, it's a five-week gap this time. Mm. So, it was a month. We got let's not forget about the MSG show that's going to air on the network.
Oh, you mean the Brock Lesnar special? Because that's what they're calling all of these house shows that air on the network.
It's all about Brock. It's like Brock's the face of the company now,
I'm thinking like this was a part of his contract. It was like, yo, you got everything that he's in, you have to put on the network. That had to be a part of the his contract.
Yeah, like the card is I saw the card. It's they got New Day versus Dudley's.
Yeah, it's just a house show.
And then the semi main event is Seth versus Cena in a cage match.
That'd be
for the U.S. title.
I don't know. Back in the day, you used to be able to catch those house shows on the MSG network, and they don't do that anymore.
Which were cool. I would love if they actually put it on MSG again.
Yeah,
that would be hot.
Do you? All right. So you have one more question before we get out of here. Whose turn is it? Your turn? My turn?
I think it's your turn.
As the Mr. Softy
passes by the
house.
From Steven Sack.
Steven Sack.
Should Asuka, with her experience skill, be fast tracked to the main event status?
No. She has to adjust her style to the WWE. So that's what they should do. Let her spend some time in NXT. And then she could see how the style is within the WWE. And then she can make the move up to the main roster. Don't fast track her. Is her English good? I haven't heard her speak. Is she good?
I have no idea. She's going to be on NXT tonight. So I'll find out when I get home and watch it.
Yeah. But don't do that. Let her adjust her style. Like, she has to adjust to WWE. WWE doesn't have to adjust to her. So let that happen first. And then you can move her up. Good show.
Another great show.
Before we go, you want to talk a little bit about like these idiot fans who have been jumping the rails lately and getting.
Oh, right, right, right. Like, it's always a Shield member they're going after, man.
What is happening?
Like, at first it happened with Roman. A fan threw a Money in the Bank briefcase at his head.
Right.
Then it was Ambrose. Someone tried to stab him.
What the fuck?
And then, what was it? Seth,
when he was coming down to the ring, and that idiot, like, walked down with him.
Yeah, that guy. And then at the pay-per-view, the guy had Shield gear on.
He had the Shield gear on.
That was, like, Ambrose laughed it off, though. I love the way Ambrose sold it.
What is wrong with these people?
Like, I guess they just want to spend time in jail.
Yeah, because that guy apparently is going to do jail time, right? Yeah, the guy from Sunday.
Yeah, I think he's doing, 10 days? If I read that?
Well, that's nothing.
It's nothing, but still, you don't want to be in jail.
Maybe he'll run into Nails while he's in there.
Oh, Nails, one of my favorites, man.
Is he?
Remember, he had a classic match with Virgil at SummerSlam.
Oh, I got it. One before we end, like, tonight, can we get, like, a Virgil tweet of the month? Like, let's just, any random Virgil tweet, let's just end the show on that. Like, anything that you got. It could be, just close your eyes and just scroll up Virgil and scroll up Virgil's Twitter feed, and let's read the shit. What do you got here?
It's a video, actually.
Oh, Virgil's selling t-shirts now, right? He says, buy my t-shirt, prowrestlingtees.com/Virgil, or I'm going to put my foot up in your ass. #fuckmoney.
That is the virtual tweet of the month.
All right. Hashtag fuck money.
What a piece of work that guy is.
And he's Xavier Woods' father.
Oh.
According to him.
God, Jesus. So we're going to make that a monthly thing. We're going to end our show with the Virgil tweets of the month. All right? Oh, what do we got here? Oh, he's got another one on his Twitter feed where he's photoshopped his face onto the Pope. And his tweet is, the $1 million Pope, hashtag Pope in D.C. God damn. May God strike that man.
I said I haven't checked his Kickstarter to see how he's doing.
Just don't. He should be in the next WWE film.
Why not?
Right?
Why not?
As the villain.
Exactly.
Or like a B-roll actor. He doesn't even get like a extra.
Like a line. He just gets beat down by the hero.
That'd be awesome.
Why not? Do it. Book it, WWE. Cast him now.
All right. On that note, it's another great show.
Yep.
Make sure you follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. Send your questions in the Gmail. We gave you all that information earlier. You want to plug it in one last time before we go?
Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/PW Spotlight. Twitter, PW Spotlight also. And Gmail, PW Spotlight as well.
And if you want to hit us up individually, you can find me on Twitter at El Barrio's Own. That's EL_BARRIOS_OWN. That is also my Twitter handle. And Justin, yours?
My Twitter is at Stellar_JJL319. And you can tweet me whatever you want.
There you go.
Don't get weird.
I think Virgil's going to like tweet you.
Oh, man. I want that guy tweeting me, man.
All right. That's all we got for today, for this month. Tune in after Hell in a Cell. Should be an interesting ride to Hell in a Cell.
We get ready for a Survivor Series.
Yeah. So hit us up. We'll holler at you next month. Hashtag fuck money.